Vamos a hablar sobre qué me conviene.
Well, let's talk about what is convenient. What is convenient for me?
Vamos a comenzar con 1 Corintios 10:23.
1 Corinthians 10:23.
Y dice así.
And it says this: I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive.
En otras palabras,
in other words,
¿qué me conviene?
So what is convenient then?
Número uno, me conviene tener una relación real con Dios.
So what is the best for me is to have a relationship with God.
Y quiero comenzar, yo tenía un amigo.
I want to start with sharing about a friend.
Que era banquero.
He was a banker.
Y no se ha muerto, no se ponga triste. Dije, okay, que era banquero.
He hasn't died, he's still alive.
Era banquero y ahora ya no es banquero. Ya
now tiene... he's not in the banking.
Y él me platicaba que tenía unos días de preparación.
And he would tell me I have some days of preparation.
Eran como dos semanas de preparación.
Like 2 weeks of preparation.
Y yo le preguntaba, ¿y qué haces?
And so what do you do during those days?
Y él me comentaba, solamente estoy agarrando billetes, billetes todo el día, billetes,
all day
billetes.
Long, all I'm doing is touching bills, bills, bills and bills.
Billetes reales.
Real bills.
Entonces cuando le ponían un billete falso en sus manos,
so when he came across a false bill,
él no necesitaba verlo, él decía, es falso.
He doesn't even need to see it, he could just feel it.
Imaginen cuál habilidad tenía que solamente con tocarlo sabía que era falso.
Imagine the ability he had that just touching the bill he knew it was a phony bill.
En nuestras vidas pasa igual.
In our lives, it should be the same.
Hay miles de doctrinas.
There's lots of doctrines.
Miles de enseñanzas.
Many teachings.
Miles de ideologías.
A lot of ideologies.
¿Y cómo podemos saber si son verdad?
And how do we know that they're real?
Si estamos acostumbrados a la verdad.
If we're used to having the truth.
Si usted lee la Biblia,
if you read the Bible,
que es el filtro de todo,
that is the filter for everything,
y algo no concuerda con la Biblia,
and something just doesn't come across right with the Bible,
usted puede decir, ah, es falso.
Say, that's the phony one.
No necesita preguntarle, oiga, Pastor Gary, ¿cómo ve eso?
You don't need to come to Pastor Gary and say, hey, Pastor Gary, how does this thing work?
Porque usted tiene la Biblia.
Because you have the Bible.
Ese es nuestro filtro de todo.
That is our filter to filter everything.
Okay, la escuelita bíblica de vacaciones trató acerca de una fe real en un mundo virtual.
Okay, so the Vacation Bible School dealt with living in real faith when you live in a virtual world.
Hoy la tecnología, como saben, ha avanzado muchísimo.
As you know, technology has advanced greatly.
Tenemos la inteligencia artificial.
We have this AI, artificial intelligence,
que puede generar videos, imágenes,
that generates videos, images,
que parecen reales,
and they seem like they're real.
Y yo quiero hacerle una prueba a usted.
And I want to ask you, I want to give a test. I'll give you a test.
Voy a mostrarle unas imágenes.
I am going to show you some images.
Y usted me va a decir si usted cree que esa es una foto real.
And you tell me if you think this is a real picture.
O es una imagen hecha con inteligencia artificial.
Or is it an AI image?
Levante la mano quien cree que es una foto real.
Who thinks it's a real picture?
Que alguien tomó esa foto.
Somebody took that picture.
Okay. Déjeme decirle que es inteligencia artificial.
Let me tell you that this picture is AI, artificial
siguiente
intelligence.
Foto.
Next one.
¿Real o inteligencia artificial?
Is this real or artificial intelligence?
Ese es real.
That's real.
Okay, sencillo.
That's the real one.
¿Real o inteligencia artificial?
Is this real or artificial intelligence?
Es inteligencia artificial.
This is AI.
No es real. Fácil, esta.
And this one now.
Muy real. Pues es real? Inteligencia
this
artificial.
This is AI again.
Esta.
This
fácil.
One here, easy.
Parece como si yo lo hubiera tomado.
It looks like I took that picture.
Es inteligencia artificial.
This is AI again.
Y esta, última.
And this last one.
¿Qué piensa?
What do you think?
Dice, ya no sé qué decir.
Yeah, you're probably saying, I don't know what to say now.
Pues es real.
Wow, this one's real.
Fíjese, qué difícil es identificar algo real.
So how difficult is it to identify what's real and what is not?
Con la tecnología es fácil engañar.
With technology, you can easily be deceived.
Y a veces con las personas pasa lo mismo.
And sometimes with people, the same thing.
Podemos parecer unos cristianos reales.
We pretend to be like real Christians.
pero somos inteligencia artificial.
But we are AI.
Fíjense lo que dice Mateo 7:21.
This is what Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
¿Parecen cristianos reales?
Oh, well, they look like real Christians.
¿Cuántos creen que eso parece un cristiano real?
How many of you think this is a real Christian?
Echan demonios fuera.
They cast out demons.
Hacen milagros.
They do miracles.
Y le dicen, Señor, Señor.
And they say, Lord, Lord.
Como un buen cristiano.
Like every good Christian.
¿Pero qué pasa? ¿Qué dice Jesús?
But what does Jesus say?
No los conozco.
I don't know you.
Wow.
I never knew you.
No eran reales.
Wow, they were not real.
A veces no basta solamente con conocer a una persona.
Sometimes it's not just sufficient to know a person.
¿Cuántos conocen a Donald Trump?
How many know Donald Trump?
¿Cuántos conocen a Claudia Sheinbaum, la presidenta de México?
How many know Claudia, the president of Mexico?
Pues yo la conozco. Ahora, la diferencia es, ¿ella te conoce?
Does she know you?
Entonces, ¿de qué sirve?
And so what is it good for if she doesn't know you?
A mí no me sirve de nada conocer a la presidenta.
It does me no good to know her.
Si ella no me conoce a mí.
The president, if she does not know me.
No puedo decirle, presidenta.
I can't say, hey, president.
Necesito
lady,
algo.
I need something.
No pasa nada, no
Nothing
va a funcionar.
Nothing happens.
Pero si la presidenta me conoce a mí.
But if the president lady knows me.
Va a decir, ¿qué necesitas, Neto?
She will tell me, hey, what do you need, Neto?
Esa es la diferencia.
That's a big difference.
Hoy usted puede preguntarle a muchas personas.
You can ask a lot of people.
¿Conoces a Dios?
Do you know God?
Ellos van a decir, ah, sí.
And they say, ah, yeah, I know him.
¿Conoces a Jesús?
Do you know Jesus?
Ah, sí, el que murió en la cruz.
Yeah, the guy who died on the cross.
Ah, sí, hizo muchos milagros.
Yeah, he did a lot of miracles.
Y lo principal.
And the principle.
¿Convirtió el agua en vino?
What?
¿Convirtió el agua en vino?
Oh, did he turn the water into wine?
Todo el mundo conoce eso.
Everybody knows that one.
Y ahora la pregunta sería.
And now the question would be.
¿Jesús te conoce?
Does Jesus know you?
¿Tienes una relación con Jesús?
Do you have a relationship
Eso
with him?
Eso le pasó a esas personas.
That's what happened to those people there in that verse.
Llegaron, sí, lo conozco.
Yes, I know him.
Y tristemente Jesús responde, no
And
te conozco.
And sadly Jesus says, I never knew you.
Entonces no basta con conocer a una persona.
So it's not enough to know a person.
Para tener una relación.
To have a relationship.
Hay que conocerse ambas personas.
Both of those people need to know each other.
Y Dios quiere tener una relación con nosotros.
And God wants to have a relationship
Ida
with
y vuelta.
Us. Coming and going relationship.
Punto número dos.
Point number two.
Me conviene buscarlo de todo corazón.
Is it convenient for me to look for him with all of my heart?
Vean lo que dice Hebreos.
Let's see what Hebrews says. Hebrews 4:14-16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
Y Jeremías.
And Jeremiah. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13.
¿Qué significa buscarlo de todo corazón?
So what does this mean, seeking him with all your heart?
Dios está dispuesto a ser encontrado.
God is willing to be found.
Cuando lo buscamos con todo nuestro corazón.
When we find him with all, when we seek for him with all our heart.
Cuando quitamos toda la máscara.
When you take off all the mask.
Y nos presentamos reales ante Dios.
And we present ourselves as real.
Él se deja encontrar.
Then he will let us find him.
Ahora, hoy con la tecnología, ¿cuántos conocen Facebook?
Now, many of you with this technology, you all know Facebook.
Instagram.
¿Cómo?
Instagram.
And Instagram.
Hay mucha gente que sube fotografías.
And there's a lot of people who put some pictures up there.
Comiendo.
They're eating.
Felices.
They're happy.
Viajando.
They're traveling.
Y toda la gente dice, "Wow."
And everyone says, "Wow."
Quiero ser como ellos.
I want to be like them.
Son felices.
They're happy.
Y aprovechando algo que hicieron en la EBDB.
This is something that the kids made. Something that they made for the.
Así se vería el Instagram de Moisés.
So here's the Instagram of Moses.
Miren. Moisés con las tablas.
Look at Moses, he has the Ten Commandments.
Moisés cruzando el Mar Rojo.
Well, here he is crossing the Red Sea.
Moisés con la zarza.
Okay, here's Moses looking at the burning bush.
Una selfie con las ranas.
He's taking a selfie with the frogs.
Muchas cosas bonitas.
A lot of things here.
Oh, Moisés, wow.
Oh, Moses, wow.
Pero no subió una foto cuando estaba renunciando.
But he did not put a picture up there when he was going away.
Cuando decía, Señor, ¿por qué pones esta carga en mí?
When he was saying, why do I have such a large burden?
Señor, no aguanto este pueblo rebelde.
I can't stand these rebels.
Eso no lo vemos ahí.
And that's not what you see on the selfie.
Y eso pasa en el mundo real.
And so this happens in our real life.
Mucha gente vive en una apariencia.
They live in an appearance of something.
Cuando la realidad es que tenemos sentimientos.
When the reality is we have feelings.
La realidad es que a veces las cosas no van bien.
And in reality is things are not going well.
Y queremos ocultar eso.
And we don't want to public that, be public with that.
Pero Dios te conoce.
But God knows us.
Antes de que tú abras tu boca, Él sabe lo que tienes.
Before you open your mouth, He already knows how you're doing.
Él sabe lo que piensas.
He knows what you're thinking.
Sabes lo que tiene en tu corazón.
And He knows what's in your heart.
Y hablando de la tecnología,
and talking about technology,
hay algo que es una inteligencia artificial,
there's something that's an artificial intelligence
que mucha gente está usando.
That a lot of people are using.
Esta inteligencia se llama ChatGPT.
They call it ChatGPT.
Y mucha gente la usa para hacer tareas.
And they use it a lot for doing their homework.
Para ahorrarse mucho tiempo en trabajos.
To save a lot of time, I don't want to do this job, let GPT do it.
Le pregunta sobre cualquier cosa.
And you can ask it anything.
Y es inteligente.
And it is intelligent.
Te contesta cualquier receta.
And it will answer you any recipe you ask.
Cualquier fórmula que necesites.
Any formula you might need.
En cualquier tema que quieras.
And in any anything that you need.
Todo lo sabe.
It knows it all.
Entonces yo vi que un pastor.
So then I saw that one pastor.
Le pidió hacer una oración a ChatGPT.
Asked the GPT to do a prayer.
Y dije, oh, yo quiero hacerlo.
I said, let me try that.
Entonces abrí ChatGPT.
So I opened this ChatGPT.
Yo le digo Chati, de cariño.
I call it Chucky.
Y le dije Chati.
I said, hey Chucky.
Quiero que hagas una oración de agradecimiento.
I want you to do a prayer of gratefulness.
Y que hable de la grandeza y de la soberanía de Dios.
That it would talk about the greatness and the sovereignty of God.
Enter.
Enter. I entered it.
En 2 segundos.
In 2 seconds.
Apareció la oración.
The prayer showed up.
Y fíjese lo que dijo, ¿eh?
And this is what it said.
Amado Dios.
Dear God.
Hoy elevo mi voz en gratitud.
Today I lift up my voice in gratitude.
Reconozco tu infinita grandeza.
And I recognize your infinite greatness.
Y tu soberanía sobre todas las cosas.
And your sovereignty over all things.
Gracias por tu amor inmerecido.
Thank you for your love that I do not deserve.
Por tu fidelidad que no cambia.
For your faithfulness that never changes.
Y por sostener el universo con el poder de tu palabra.
And to sustain the whole universe with the power of your word.
Eres el Rey de Reyes.
You are the King of Kings.
Y el Señor de Señores.
And you are the Lord of Lords.
Nada escapa a tu control.
And nothing escapes your control.
Y en ti encontramos paz y propósito.
And in you I can find peace and purpose.
Te agradezco por cada bendición.
I am grateful for every blessing.
Por cada prueba que me moldea.
For every test that you send to mold me.
Y por la certeza.
And for the knowledge.
De que tu voluntad es perfecta.
And the certainty that your will is perfect.
Y termina.
And it ends.
A ti sea toda la gloria.
And for you be all the glory.
Por los siglos de los siglos.
For all ages.
Amén.
Amen.
Yo dije, wow.
I said, wow.
Hace mejores oraciones que yo.
That's a better prayer than mine.
Pero yo pregunto,
but I ask,
¿qué piensa Dios de esta oración?
So what does God think about this prayer?
Es una máquina.
It's a machine.
No tiene corazón.
It has no heart.
No tiene sentimientos.
It has no feelings.
Solamente son palabras bonitas.
They're beautiful words. only.
Y yo les pregunto, ¿es lo que está buscando Dios?
And I ask you, is this what God is looking for?
Porque yo me puedo aprender esta oración.
Because I can learn this prayer.
Y llegar con esta oración de memoria ante Dios.
And come with this prayer in front of God.
Y Dios no va a decir, wow.
And God's going to say, wow.
No.
No, not at all.
A él no podemos sorprenderlo.
We cannot surprise God.
Él quiere palabras de tu corazón.
He wants the words from your heart.
Si tienes tres palabras en tu corazón,
if you only have three words in your heart,
dáselas.
Then give those to God.
Si solamente puedes decir, eres santo.
If you can only say, you're holy.
Dile, eres santo.
Then just tell him, you're holy.
Si solo puedes decir, eres digno de mi vida.
If you only say, you're worthy of all my life.
Dile eso.
Then just tell him that.
Dios quiere algo real de ti.
He wants something that's real from you.
Porque yo sé que ChatGPT puede hacer mejores oraciones que nosotros.
Because I know that this ChatGPT could do a lot better prayers than we can.
Pero eso me recuerda al versículo.
But that reminds me of a verse.
Que dice, ese pueblo de labios me honra.
These people honor me with their lips.
Pero su corazón está lejos de
but
mí.
Their heart is far from me.
Y así es esta inteligencia, no tiene corazón.
So this is this intelligence here, this AI, it has no heart.
Palabras bonitas sin corazón.
Beautiful words with no heart.
Y eso no quiere Dios de nosotros.
And that is not what God wants from
Dios
us.
Quiere tu corazón. Entonces,
God wants your heart.
Me conviene buscarlo de todo corazón.
So I need to seek God with all of my heart.
Siguiente punto.
Second, another point.
Sí, me conviene despojarme de todo peso y del pecado.
Okay, is it good for me to get rid of all sin, dispossess myself of all sin?
Y leemos Hebreos.
And let's read in Hebrews. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
Aquí es curioso que hagan una.
It's curious here in this verse.
Una comparación con una carrera.
They're making a comparing it like to a race.
Porque dice, despójate de todo peso
it
y de
says,
todo pecado.
Throw everything off that hinders.
Son dos cosas diferentes. Una cosa es el pecado.
Two different things here. One is sin.
Que tenemos que quitar porque sí.
That sin has to go because we just have to get rid of it.
Y otras cosas son las cosas que nos estorban.
And there are other things that are just in our way.
Que no necesariamente son pecados.
That are not necessarily sins.
Como por ejemplo.
Like for example.
Yo le pregunto.
I ask.
¿Es pecado usar internet?
Is it a sin to use the internet?
¿Es pecado tener un celular?
Is it a sin to have a cell phone?
Podemos decir, pues, no.
Well, no, not. So.
Pero.
But.
Lo que consumimos.
What we get out of this.
En YouTube.
In YouTube.
En Internet.
On Internet.
En revistas.
In magazines.
Todo lo que consumimos.
Everything that we consume.
Debe de pasar por un filtro.
Has to go through a filter.
Y la primera cosa es.
And the first thing is.
¿Me conviene?
Is this convenient for me?
Segunda, ¿me edifica?
Is this beneficial? Is this edifying me?
Tercera, ¿me atrasa o me ayuda en la carrera?
Is this stops me in my race or does this lead me on in my race?
Porque fíjese que cuando uno corre una carrera tiene que correr solito.
Please notice that when you run a race, you have to run by yourself.
Con tenis.
With your tennis shoes.
No con botas.
No boots.
Entonces tenemos que pensar.
So we have to think.
Esto que estoy consumiendo.
So this that I'm doing or consuming.
¿Me va a empujar o me va a retrasar?
Is this going to let me go ahead in the race or is this going to keep hold me back?
Otra, ¿me domina?
Does this thing dominate me?
Hay personas que cuando se va al internet a los 15 minutos están ya temblando.
When the internet's gone they're shaking.
Están con ansiedad.
15 minutes later they're anxious.
O cuando se va la luz.
Or when the electricity.
¿Qué voy a hacer?
Oh, what am I going to do? No light.
Empiezan a perder el control.
They lose control of themselves.
Ahora, si lo que estoy consumiendo, tenemos que pensar si es un ejemplo para los demás.
And whatever I'm consuming, I have to think, is this a good example for others?
Si alguien te mira lo que consumes, dice, ah, quiero ser como él.
If you are doing something that's good and somebody says, ah, oh, I want to be like him.
Otra, ¿esto glorifica a Dios?
Another one. Is what you're doing glorifying God?
Es importante que sepamos lo que consumimos.
It's important to know what we are consuming or using or
Porque
doing.
Porque un atleta que corre una carrera se prepara.
Because someone, an athlete who is really running a race, is preparing themselves.
Imagínense que vamos a estar en una carrera.
Just imagine, we're going to be in a race.
Y de repente yo llego con esta mochila.
And all of a sudden I come with this backpack.
Y digo, estoy listo.
I'm ready.
Vamos a correr.
Let's go run.
Voy a ganar.
I'm going to win.
El primer lugar.
First place.
¿Creen que voy a ganar?
Do you think I'm going to win?
Y menos si tengo cosas pesadas.
Well, much the less if I have heavy things in this backpack.
¿Qué pensarían los corredores?
What would the other runners think?
¿Estás loco?
That guy's crazy.
Y luego si me preguntan, ¿qué traes en la mochila?
And then if they ask me, so what's in your bag?
Ni siquiera traigo cosas que me van a ayudar en la carrera.
I have all sorts of things that are not going to help me in the race.
¿Traes agua?
Do you have some water?
No.
No.
¿Traes azúcar?
Do you have some sugar?
No.
No.
¿Qué traes?
So what do you have in there?
Okay, te muestro.
Well, let me show you what I have in here.
Oh, miren. Tengo más de esas ahí.
I have more of those in there.
Y puedes decir, qué ridículo.
Oh, is this ridiculous or what?
¿Quién corre así?
Who runs like that?
A veces nosotros corremos así.
Well, sometimes we do this.
Llevamos cosas innecesarias en nuestra mochila.
We pack things in our backpack that are not necessary.
¿Cómo? Amargura.
Like bitterness.
Como rencor,
like,
odio,
hate,
falta de perdón,
lack of forgiveness.
Usted puede ponerle el nombre que quiera a su ladrillo.
Whatever name you want to put on your bricks.
Son cosas innecesarias.
They are unnecessary.
Que la Biblia nos dice, despójate.
That the Bible says, just throw it all off.
Perdona.
Forgive.
Corre la carrera livianito.
Run the race, be lightweight.
Despójate de todo peso.
And just throw everything off,
Despójate
throw all the weight off, get rid of
pecado.
It. All sin, get rid of it.
Y corre la carrera.
And then run your race.
Vean lo que dice Corintios.
Let's see what Corinthians says. Corinthians 9, 24 to 27. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like boxing, beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
Aquí nos dice, no solo corran.
Not just running.
Corran para alcanzar el premio.
Run to receive the prize.
Y para alcanzar el premio,
and to receive that prize,
hay que prepararse.
You do need to prepare yourself.
Un atleta entrena.
An athlete trains.
Se alimenta bien.
He eats well.
Y sabe, conocen los Juegos Olímpicos.
And you know about the Olympic Games.
Son cada 4 años.
Every 4 years.
Y una de las carreras estelares.
And one of the great races.
Es la carrera de los 100 metros planos.
Is the 100 meter.
Todo el mundo quiere ver la final de los 100 metros.
Everybody wants to see the end of the 100 meter dash.
Velocidad pura.
Just pure velocity.
Entonces, el atleta se prepara.
So the athlete prepares himself.
Y no dice, ¿cuánto falta para la carrera?
And he doesn't say, how much longer for this race?
3 años.
Oh, 3 years from now.
Ah, puedo comerme una hamburguesa.
I can eat hamburgers.
Ah, hoy no voy a entrenar.
Today, I think I'm not going to go train.
Faltan 3 años.
It's 3 years from now.
Y yo corro rápido.
And I run fast anyway.
No tengo problema.
I have no problems.
No.
Not so.
Ellos están disciplinados.
They are disciplined.
Y la disciplina no es cuando tengo ganas solamente.
And the discipline is not only when I feel like it.
La disciplina entra en juego.
The discipline comes into existence.
Cuando no quiero hacer las cosas.
Especially when I do not want to do things.
Cuando no quiero levantarme temprano a correr.
When I do not want to get up early to go run.
Ahí digo, tengo que hacerlo.
And I say, I must do it.
Eso es disciplina.
That is discipline.
Cuando no quiero leer la Biblia.
When I don't want to read the Bible.
Tengo que hacerlo.
That's when I have to do it.
Yo les pregunto, ¿cuántos tienen ganas de leer la Biblia?
How many of you feel like reading the Bible?
Y no diga mentiras.
And don't say lies.
¿Cuántos tienen ganas de orar?
How many of you just feel like praying?
No tienen ganas, la verdad.
Nobody feels like praying.
Sean disciplinados.
You must be disciplined.
La disciplina es, tengo que hacerlo.
Discipline is, I must do this.
Porque eso es bueno para mí.
Because this is good for me.
Ahora, imagínese este atleta.
Now, imagine this athlete.
Se prepara 4 años.
So for 4 years he's preparing.
Disciplinado.
He's disciplined.
Come bien.
He eats well.
Entrena bien.
He's training.
Llega a la carrera.
And he comes to the race.
Después de 4 años de preparación.
After 4 years of preparation.
Y está listo.
And he's ready to go.
Esperando la pistola para
he's
que suene.
He's waiting the shot to go.
Y yo les voy a preguntar algo.
And I'm going to ask you.
¿Saben cuánto dura esa carrera?
You know how long that race lasts?
10 segundos.
10 seconds. 10
si es muy rápido, puede ser 9.97.
Like 9.9%. 9.9 seconds.
Segundos. Imagínense, ¿qué dicen?
Imagine that.
Por eso no soy corredor.
That's why I'm not a runner.
Es increíble, 4 años.
It's incredible, 4 years.
Por 10 segundos.
For 10 seconds.
Todo en 10 segundos.
All happens in 10 seconds.
La medalla de oro en 10 segundos.
The golden prize is there in 10 seconds.
O la derrota en 10 segundos.
Or the loss of it in 10 seconds.
Y prepararse otros 4 años.
And then you go on to another 4 years of preparation.
A ver si ahora sí puedo conseguirlo.
Well, see if the next time I can obtain that.
Qué difícil.
Coin. That prize.
Qué difícil es.
How difficult.
Pero así es la vida.
But that is life.
Nosotros no podemos relajarnos.
We cannot be live relaxed.
Porque estamos luchando por un premio incorruptible.
Because we are fighting for an incorruptible prize.
La corona de vida.
The crown of life.
Ahora yo les pregunto a ustedes.
So I will ask you.
¿Ustedes creen que el corredor tiene ganas de comer puras verduras?
You think that a runner just wants to eat a bunch of vegetables?
Que tiene ganas de levantarse temprano y hacer ejercicio.
He feels like he needs to get up early and he just wants to get up and do all his exercise.
Es disciplina.
It comes down to discipline.
Nosotros como seres humanos,
like human beings,
es normal que no tengamos ganas de leer.
It is just normal that we do not want to read.
Pero sí de ver un maratón de películas.
But yes, we can have a marathon of movies.
Es normal que no queramos orar.
It's normal that we don't want to pray.
Pero sí pasar tiempo haciendo nada.
But we can have a lot of time doing just nothing.
Porque dice la Biblia.
Because the Bible says.
Que los deseos de nuestra carne.
What our flesh wants.
Son contra el Espíritu.
Are against the Spirit.
Y los deseos del Espíritu.
And the wishes of the Spirit.
Son contra la carne.
They are in... they're battling the flesh.
Ahora, ¿cómo podemos vencer nuestra carne?
They are against the flesh, and so how can we have the victory over our flesh?
Si la tenemos bien ejercitada.
But the flesh is very well exercised.
Y el espíritu lo tenemos bien débil.
And the spirit is as weak as can be.
No solo de pan vive el hombre.
Not only of bread does man live.
Sino de toda palabra que sale de la boca
de Dios.
But every
word that comes from the mouth of God.
Vean lo que dice Gálatas 5:16.
Galatians 5:16. So I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
Ahora, estamos en la carrera.
So here we are in the race.
Y yo quiero que mire a su hermanito que está a un lado.
And I want to see your brothers and sisters that
míralo,
are next to you.
Mírelo, voltee y diga.
Tell them.
Le voy a decir algo.
I'm going to tell you something.
La carrera no es contra su hermano.
The running this race is not against your brothers or sisters.
No está compitiendo contra su hermano.
You're not competing with, ¿con quién?
Contra su hermano.
With your brother or sister.
No le meta el pie para que se caiga.
Don't stick your foot out so that they fall or trip.
Y si lo ve que se cayó,
and if you see that he falls,
levántelo.
Well, then get him up.
Si lo ve que su hermano está corriendo con una mochila llena de piedras,
well, if you see your brother that's full of a backpack of bricks, help him.
Ayúdelo. Dígale, quítatela.
And tell him, hey, get that backpack off of you.
Despójate, vas a correr bien a gusto.
You're going to run really good if you leave this behind.
La carrera,
the race,
es contra nuestra carne.
Is against our own flesh.
Es lo que tenemos que vencer.
That's what we have to have the victory over.
No contra tu hermano.
Not your brother.
Es contra ti mismo.
It's against your own self.
¿Por qué? Fíjese lo que dice.
Because listen to this. Those who belong to Christ Jesus right. have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Galatians 5:24.
Yo creo que el significado cuando Jesús dijo, toma tu cruz cada día y sígueme.
When Jesus, I think this means when Jesus said, take that cross and every day and follow me.
Muchos se la tatúan.
Everybody wants to put a tattoo on the cross.
Cargan cadenitas.
They put little chains on themselves.
Y dicen, yo voy llevando mi cruz.
I'm going to have my cross hanging on me here.
Pero no, se refiere a esto.
It's not referring to that.
Crucifica tu carne con tus
deseos. You have to crucify the desires of the flesh.
Vence tu carne cada día.
Have the victory over it every day.
Eso significa tomar tu cruz.
That's what it means, take up your cross.
No hagas la voluntad de tus deseos.
Do not do the will of your flesh.
Sigue los deseos de Jesús.
Follow the will of Jesus.
Okay. Y esa es la razón. Míralo, regresamos.
Let's go back to this. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
¿Por qué es importante ser disciplinado?
Why is it important to have this discipline?
Mire, el apóstol Pablo.
Now, Paul, Apostle Paul.
Pensaba que podía ser descalificado.
He believed that he could be disqualified.
Ahora imagínese nosotros.
Imagine us.
Por más que digamos, oh, estoy bien firme.
Oh, I'm firm in the Lord.
¿Qué me hace la carne?
Oh, the flesh is nothing to me.
Tengamos cuidado, hermanos.
Be careful.
Seamos disciplinados.
Brothers and sisters, let's be disciplined.
Para alcanzar la corona de vida.
To reach out and receive that crown of life.
Para llegar a la meta.
To get to the final line.
Y no terminar descalificados.
And not end up being disqualified.
Para llegar a la meta.
To get to the end.
Y que Jesús no diga, no te conozco, ¿quién eres tú?
You get to the goal and Jesus says, hey, I don't even know you.
Yo sé que hemos recibido la salvación por gracia.
I know we've received salvation by grace.
No es por obras.
And it's not by any of our works.
Entonces, ¿de qué estamos hablando?
So then, what are we talking about here?
Cuando Jesús nos da la salvación,
when Jesus gives us salvation,
nos quita todo pecado,
he takes all of our sins,
nos hace limpios,
he cleans us,
y comenzamos la carrera en la vida.
And we start that spiritual walk.
Y comenzamos a caminar en la vida.
And we start walking out this Christian walk.
Entonces, ¿qué tenemos que hacer?
So what do we need to do?
Cuidarnos.
We have to be careful.
Despojarnos de todo peso.
Get rid of all the weights.
Ser sinceros con Dios.
Be sincere with God.
Y lo más impresionante.
And the most impressing thing here.
Es que la carrera.
Is that this race.
No la corre solo.
You're not running by yourself.
Jesús está contigo.
Jesus is with us.
Es su promesa.
That is his promise.
Estar contigo todos los días.
He's with us every day.
Hasta el fin del mundo.
To the end of the age.
Entonces, hermanos.
So then, brothers.
Sigamos corriendo.
Then let's keep the race. Keeping the race.
Despójese de todo peso.
Get rid of all the extra weights.
No le meta el pie a su hermano.
Don't be tripping somebody.
Ayúdelo a levantar.
Help those that need help.
Avance hacia la meta.
And advance towards the goal.
Cualquier obstáculo que tenga enfrente.
And whichever obstacles in front of you.
Avance.
Just keep going ahead.
Porque una eternidad con Cristo.
Because an eternity with Christ.
Sí me conviene.
Is very worthwhile.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's pray. Thank
let's
you,
pray.
Lord. Gracias, Señor, por tu palabra.
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Te pido que esa semilla dé fruto en nuestros corazones.
I pray that the seed of this word will give fruit in our lives.
Que des fuerzas al que no tiene.
That you would give strength to those that have no strength.
Que des ánimo al que no tiene, Señor.
And that you would encourage those that have no encouragement now.
Te lo pedimos porque tú eres nuestra roca.
We ask this of you because you are our steady rock.
Eres nuestra esperanza.
You're our hope.
Eres nuestro salvador.
You are our savior.
Y siempre estarás con nosotros.
And you will always be with us.
Gracias por correr la carrera con nosotros.
Thanks for running that race alongside us.
Ayúdanos a llegar a la meta.
And help us to get to that goal.
En tu nombre oramos.
We pray this.
Amen.
In your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you.
Y una cosa más.
¿Cómo?
Una cosa más. Antes de que se vaya.
One more thing before you leave.
En las carreras hay obstáculos a veces.
Well, in these races sometimes they have obstacles.
Y en México hay un dicho, no sé si en Estados Unidos también.
I don't know if you have this in the States, but in Mexico they have a saying.
Dice así.
It says this.
Si la vida te da limones.
Well, if life gives you lemons.
¿Sí se lo sabe o no?
You do know it? Sí, sí, sí.
¿Y cuál es la respuesta?
So what's the response? Make good lemonade.
Okay, yo escuché una canción.
I heard a song.
Y no se la voy a cantar.
And I'm not going to sing it for
porque
you.
Porque es un rap y a lo mejor no le gusta.
Because it's a rap and raps, maybe you won't like it.
Pero esta canción me gustó porque decía.
But I like this song because it said this.
Si la vida te da limones.
So if life gives you lemons.
Mi Jesús puede hacerte una limonada.
Jesus can make you some lemonade.
Entonces, si la vida te da limones, sabes que Jesús.
So if you know that life is giving you lemons right now, you know Jesus.
Te puede hacer una limonada.
Can make you some lemonade.
Y una cosa es que la vida te dé limones.
And it's one thing that life gives you lemonades.
Y otra cosa es que tú vayas al árbol a quererlos arrancar.
¿Cómo?
La otra cosa es que tú vayas al árbol a quererlos arrancar.
And another one is that you're running around the trees trying to get the lemons.
No vayas al árbol.
Don't go to those trees of lemons.
Así que sigue tu carrera, hermano.
Continue your race.
Y nos vemos el próximo domingo.
We'll see you next Sunday.
God bless you.
God bless.